You are listening to the Extended News at Noon on WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM. I'm Tyler Friel. We are one day away from Election Day, and Butler County is without an elections director. If you remember our story from about a month ago, Aaron Sheasley, the former and now former elections director for Butler County, was let go from his position. And today we are joined by Aaron on our phone line for our Extended News at Noon. Aaron, thanks for taking the time and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Tyler. It's always good to be on with you.
So, Aaron, let's start there. You were let go from your position around mid-April. The county at the time said they would not discuss it, considering it a personnel matter. As you sit here today, you are no longer an employee of the county. Can you tell us why that is?
Well, you know, the first thing, you know, as you said, this was definitely not my decision. You know, for me personally, I would never consider leaving an election director position a month before an election. You know, for me, I would find that irresponsible, not only to the very dedicated and competent staff that we have in the election bureau that we were able to build during my tenure there. The same thing, I would not want to do that to the poll workers who are the frontline people, you know, throughout any election process. And most of all, I would never do that to the voters of Butler County. So, you know, like I said, I think that's something that I just find, you know, I would find that irresponsible and something that I would never do of my own, you know, decision. So, you know, this was definitely not something that I had any plans to do or that I had any say in.
So was there, considering that now, was there a reason the county officials gave for letting you go from that position?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. So on Friday morning, April 1st, you know, we're getting ready. As you know, preparing for an election is a long way out. You do, you know, that starts way months before anything, you know, election day. Friday morning, April 1st, the county solicitor came into my office with all my staff around, asked me what my afternoon was like. And I said, well, obviously there's an election coming up, but, you know, what do you need? He wasn't in the habit of, you know, asking things if there wasn't something that he needed me to do. And he proceeded to tell me that I was needed at an offsite meeting with the commissioners and along with him. And he would let me know, you know, the time and the place, which is, you know, not out of the ordinary, as you know. So what we did was, you know, I went in and prepared like I would normally do. I grabbed, you know, the most recent voter registration statistics, since this is a primary election, you know, by party, and then the most recent certified election results, basically everything that you would want to have prepared for an outing, you know, in public with the commissioners to be able to answer any kind of questions that the public would have or anything like that. So about 10 minutes before the event was supposed to begin, I arrive at this location and get a text message from the county solicitor saying that he's been called back to the office and that I should continue on to the event and then report back to him afterward how it went. So I got to the location, went inside, and there were no commissioners. There was no anybody from the county. There was only an attorney there waiting for me. And after some pleasantries, the attorney said that we were there to discuss my resignation. So I was completely blindsided by that. And to this day, I have not heard a word from any of the commissioners, the county solicitor, the chief clerk, the human resources director. And ultimately, I was terminated via a certified letter from the county, which was very brief. So that's basically what happened. You know, I was kind of tricked into an offsite meeting. And then, you know, while I was there, I was told that I wasn't to go back to the office or have any contact with my staff. You know, and that's how the day went and how it ended. So that's kind of the story of how it all went. It was very perplexing, very confusing, and very unexpected.
And there's been no correspondence between any county officials and you since that time? No reason, no further explanation?
Just a certified letter in the mail stating that my employment had been terminated. You know, my staff was obviously very concerned. The reason, you know, I don't know exactly why they didn't want me to have any contact with my staff, but, you know, the following Monday morning, I assumed, as I think most reasonable people would, that, you know, my staff would have been told that, hey, look, the director is no longer here. This is how we're moving forward. But that's not how it was handled. My staff was told nothing. So as the day went on and I'm not there, they're getting very, very concerned. And, you know, to the point where they were so worried that something had happened to me, you know, that, you know, so one of the folks in the election bureau on their own fruition after the workday drove out to my house to make sure that I was actually okay. And that's when, you know, everything kind of came into, you know, view for them that something had happened, which was very upsetting to them. And then they actually were very upset about that, reached out to the commissioners and wanted a meeting with them to understand what exactly happened. And based on the feedback that was given to me, they were told that I left voluntarily, which was absolutely not the case. So I'm a bit mystified by all that. And of course, there was a lot of very upset people in the office that day and throughout the building.
Again, we're talking with Aaron Cheesley. He's the former director of elections for Butler County. So, again, what you're asserting here is essentially that the commissioners fired you from your position about a little bit over a month prior to an election. You're saying the commissioners then lied to the staff saying that you resigned and that there was no reason given for your firing. I mean, these are some pretty strong assertions all across the board, Aaron.
You're right. And it's very concerning to me. You know, as I said before, I would never even consider leaving a position like this with a month to go before an election. It's just not something that happens. And the other thing, you know, that I find troubling about this is that, you know, nobody was left in charge in the election bureau. So, you know, so all the election preparation that's happened up, you know, to leading into tomorrow's election, you know, there was nobody in charge in the election bureau. Now, something I want to make very clear, you know, when I took over as the director, you know, it's right in the aftermath of, you know, Act 77 and all the changes that brought. One of the things that I'm very proud of is that I was able to build a very professional and competent staff who I have no doubt will deliver a fine job tomorrow. They are an excellent group of people who, you know, everybody can be sure that they have everything ready to go and that everything will be, you know, all 89 polling locations, I'm sure, will be fine tomorrow. But, you know, the county left nobody in charge of the election bureau for that entire time.
Now, they have posted the position online looking for somebody to hire for that job. But as for tomorrow, do you know who will be maybe in charge of that room during the course of the evening?
I do not. I don't. You know, normally what I would do on election day is, you know, I would put out fires, so to speak. You know, if an election machine were to jam at a certain location, you know, I would make sure that a replacement machine that was already on standby would get dispatched out. If there was a problem, you know, at a particular polling location, you know, I would handle putting out those kinds of fires throughout the day while, you know, the rest of the office staff, you know, would be handling the opening of mail-in ballots while they would be handling, you know, poll worker phone calls, things like that. So I honestly don't know who's going to be in charge and taking care of all of the troubleshooting that I would normally do in that type of situation. But one thing I do want to make clear, though, definitely, is that the people that are in the election bureau, you know, they are very experienced, and I have a lot of faith in them. I really do.
And again, we're talking with Aaron Cheesley. He's the former director of elections for Butler County. Aaron, as you look at really your tenure from when you were first hired. You came into the job at a very contentious election in 2020, and since that time, election has been one of the front and foremost things you hear about in the political world: election security, election fraud, different things of that nature. Do you think any of those external pressures may have played a role in your termination?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, there are a lot of outside forces, you know, that have been in the news all over the place, not just, you know, in Butler County, but across the state, across the country, you know. You know, that one of the things that, you know, I've found is that the turnover rate for election directors in Pennsylvania alone since the 2020 election and Act 77 is a 50%. That's, you know, half of the election directors in the state are turning over. That's alarming. That's a lot of institutional knowledge that is leaving. And, you know, in every county, you know, handles things a little bit differently. But, you know, that's a lot of knowledge that walking out the door that, you know, just doesn't always get disseminated, especially when you don't have, you know, continuity from one director to another. So, you know, I can't speak to the fact about external, you know, forces playing a role in this decision. That would be something that the commissioners would have to, you know, talk about. Much of this was very surprising to me. And like I said, very sudden, and given the fact that none of them have actually spoken to me, you know, face to face or via phone, it's really hard to say.
Again, we're talking with Aaron Cheesley, the former elections director for Butler County. During your time as elections director, you know, we talked about these outside forces, and you kind of alluded to the turnover rate. Were there any instances where you say, where perhaps maybe someone stepped over the line in regards to, you know, working in that particular position?
You know, no, I don't think, you know, I don't think so. I think it's the stress of the position. I think, you know, for people who left on their own, they saw the fact, you know, we were a tight-knit group of people. So, you know, people who left on their own were seeing things as, you know, elections for a very long time in Pennsylvania were very much you prepared for in-person voting on election day, and then you focused on results, certification, and then you moved on preparing for the next election. With no excuse mail-in balloting and early in-person voting, you're now managing three elections basically within the same time frame. And, you know, when this happened, there was not a lot of time to ramp up for things like that. So many, many counties weren't staffed for that kind of thing, which put a lot of stress on directors, and many of them, I believe, including my predecessor, retired simply because it was not something that they could see how it could possibly go in a direction that would, you know, be manageable. So when I stepped on board, you know, we were already moving way down that line. And, you know, I think everybody, you know, in the election bureau, including the people we brought in to supplement with that election, did a fantastic job. You know, I do not believe, you know, that there was any type of any irregularity in the election at all in Butler County, which is the only thing I can really speak to. You know, I've seen the numbers, we've gone through, we've done, you know, audits that are required by the state and by Pennsylvania law. Nothing has shown anything abnormal or anything at all. So, you know, in getting back to your question about the people who may have left non-voluntarily, you know, that's a question for the commissioners in those counties, just like it would be in my case.
So just to circle back to a point you made there, you feel confident in election results during your time and feel that the process has significantly improved over the past couple of years?
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of things that people who aren't intimately familiar with how elections work just simply don't know. And, you know, one of the things that I always tried to do was, you know, help educate the public as much as possible, like by coming on your show, you know, multiple times, you know, trying to get the word out that, you know, Pennsylvania election law calls for audits, you know, multiple types of audits after each election. And, you know, when you go through those things and, you know, you're looking at data from different perspectives, you're looking at historical comparisons, you're looking at, you know, all of the different variables that go into things. And when you couple that with, you know, highly trained and very dedicated poll workers, you know, a very dedicated office staff, you know, and a good system with good communication, you know, with the Department of State, you know, I feel really confident that, you know, everything was done properly and that those results are, you know, as good as you're ever going to see in any election. You know, one of the things that we did in the most recent November election, you know, we were one of the only counties who released in-person voting data along with the mail-in data on election night. And that took a lot of orchestrating to do. The results came in a little bit later than most other counties released theirs, but we released both the mail-in totals and the in-person totals on purpose to help add a layer of transparency so that people could see all of these totals at the same time, rather than them coming in overnight and people going to bed seeing one set of results and waking up in the morning and seeing another set of results. That's just one of the many things that we did to help make things more transparent and more open to the voters.
Is there anything you would like to see done on a statewide level in your experience as an elections director, where you would say, hey, this could make the process a little easier?
Sure. You know, there's always there's a wish list, I think, that every election director has. One of them is, you know, more staffing, more resources, more, you know, budgeting. You know, it would be very beneficial for the state legislature to take a look at, you know, the deadlines, you know, not only for registering to vote, but also the deadlines for, you know, mail-in balloting. You know, as it stands right now, you can file for a mail-in ballot 7 days prior to an election. Now, if you think about that, you know, with the way the Postal Service works, you know, and we used to test this, we would take sample ballots and mail them to our home addresses. Now, these are not ballots that could ever be counted. They were clearly marked as samples and they, you know, could not be run through a machine. But we would test how long it would take to get to various parts of the county. So, you know, with a week to get, you know, an application in, process it, get the ballot out to the person and have that person mail the ballot back, that's a very short time period, because if you're looking at a 3-day, 2 to 3 day mail window on both sides, that going out and coming back, that gives the voter a day to, you know, really get that ballot, fill it out, and get it right back in the mail. That's cutting things very close, you know. And one of the things from the 2020 presidential election, the Justice Alito of the United States Supreme Court issued a ruling stating that, you know, the 3 extra days were given for the Postal Service to get, you know, the ballots back to the county boards of election. They still had to be postmarked by 8 o'clock on election day, but that was a one-time thing. So, you know, that doesn't apply to any of these elections that are happening now. And that time frame is really tight. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think most election directors would like to see changed, just because from a managerial standpoint, you know, a week before an election, you're focusing on getting the machines and, you know, everything out to those polling locations, making sure any poll worker changes or anything, you know, that there's always something that comes up with somebody that gets sick or has an emergency, so you have to find a replacement. There's a lot of things going on a week before an election that you have to focus a lot of time on. And, you know, having to process those mail-in ballots in that 1 week time frame is just really, really tight.
Do you think you'll work in elections again?
You know, I'm very passionate about this. It's something I've been interested in. I've worked in for a very long time. You know, I would like to. I think at this point it just depends. You know, obviously, I'll tell you, I wake up every morning, especially, you know, last week, and this is still, even though I've been gone for a month or so, it's still happening. I'll wake up and one of the first things in the morning I think of, just for example, last week was, I would wake up and right away I'm thinking, deliveries. You know, we've got to make sure that, you know, every piece of equipment gets on the truck, you know, for the delivery schedule, and then I'll remember I'm not there. So, you know, this is very much still a very big part of my life. So I think it'll depend on the right opportunity, and we'll have to see what happens, you know, as time goes on.
Do you have any immediate plans moving forward in regards to what you're, I guess, doing right now?
Well, you know, what I want to focus on, you know, right now is, you know, working, hopefully, you know, with some organizations. You know, I'm still talking to a different groups about, you know, possibilities about, you know, staying involved and maybe helping with the legislature side of things in terms of, you know, maybe providing, you know, a real world perspective on what these dates maybe could look like. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about pre-canvassing, and, you know, that's something that's interesting too, you know, because you can't open mail-in or absentee ballots until, you know, the polls open on election day, which really, you know, is in the past that wasn't a big deal, but now that you have no excuse mail-in balloting, there's thousands of envelopes to open and process throughout, you know, a very short window of time. You know, there's upsides and downsides to pre-canvassing. You know, you don't want to do too much time, because then you'll get into an area where you don't want any election data, you know, any data to possibly accidentally get out into the public. So it would be nice to have, you know, a little bit more time, you know, even if it's just a day, you know, to be able to help prepare, you know, just opening the envelopes, you know, and have them ready to go so you can run them through the machines on election day would be nice. And I know there are a lot of organizations out there that are taking a look at how, you know, different ideas and different concepts could help improve the process. And, you know, that's something that I'm very interested in.
He's Aaron Cheesley, the former director of elections for Butler County. Aaron, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Tyler. It's always great to talk to you, and best of luck to you.
Once again, that's Aaron Cheesley, the former elections director for Butler County. Our newsroom did reach out to the Butler County commissioners and the Butler County solicitor. The solicitor told us that they do not comment on personnel matters. If you missed any portion of our interview, you can check it out on our website, WISR680.com. I'm Tyler Friel signing off, as you have been listening to the extended news at noon, once again right here on WISR.